let's just imagine, for example, that you did have a two-way memory, that you really had such a thing as that. What advantage, why would you want one? Who would want to remember what is going to happen to me? Okay. Well, think about certain things. Think about your health. You have health problems. Everybody has health problems. If you're alive, you've got a health problem. I don't know anybody that doesn't suffer from something. Even the most perfect beings walking around suffer from something. So think about if you could see into the future how you might deal with those health problems. What would you do differently if you knew what was coming and you could remember that? Would you do anything differently in this life? Suppose that in the future you saw somebody who was very significant to you come into the room in your memory of this, and you were to meet this person now. They haven't really met him yet, right? Oh, yeah, but you're remembering it. What kind of experience would you feel? What would you feel? What would that be to you? What would you say is happening to you? I would say you would be having what's called Déjà vu. Again, another view of what you saw before, but yet you hadn't seen before, but you're seeing it again. What exactly is that that's you're seeing? Déjà vu may indeed be a glimpse into your memory of the future. Oh, come on. I cannot possibly do that. This can't make any sense. Okay. I realize you're skeptical. Please be so. Stay so. Skeptics are very important, but I want you to hang out with us for a little while longer, and we're going to see how this is all going to work. Okay, so if you could really recall the future as equally as you do the present and the past, wouldn't that make a big difference in your life? Okay, suppose you had been to the future. Let's just suppose that you did actually go to the future and then came back in time, and what you saw was either so uneventful as to be boring. What would you do in that case if it was so boring? Well, you probably would just simply forget it. I mean, can you remember anything very boring that happened to you, say, a couple of weeks ago? Oh, okay, I don't know. I can't think of a boring event in your life that happened last week. Just something that was really tediously boring. Ah, but now you're thinking of it, so you're remembering it, right? Oh, maybe you can remember tedious, boring events. Well, think of something that you can't think of. Oh, that's silly. You can't think of something you can't think of. I mean, how can you think of something that you can't think of? Well, that's what we're talking about. If you can't think of it, it was probably too boring for you to even remember it. So the same thing holds for the future. If you can't think of something in the future, it doesn't mean it hasn't happened. That sounds a little bit like Yogi Berra again, but this is where we're going with this. I'm trying to get your thinking to think a little bit out of the box of only in the now. I can only think what's happening now. And I want you to get out of how now. I want you to get out of the how now. And I want you to get into the past and the future and make that now moment get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Like take your two hands and hold them out in front of you and pretend you've got now between your two hands and just push the now together, now. And now suddenly now disappears. And all you've got is past and future, past and future. Now, where's your mind right now? Your mind probably is still in the place where you put your hands together. I want you to allow your mind, at least to imagine your mind, as being able to move like a little dial or a little pointer anywhere between past and future. And wherever you happen to stop, a memory will pop into your head. So if you are used to thinking going in the past and you go back to a day, think of it like a little pointer going back, you know, like you had your hands out before, going back along that same line where your hands were and going back, and then suddenly then you land and there is the past. You're remembering it. Or you go up into the future. Ah, and there's the future and you remember it. I want you to think along that line. We're going to call that line a special name. We're going to be talking about it a lot, actually. It's called the timeline. And that timeline, which you're now imagining, which is like created by just taking your two hands and putting now in between them and then squeezing now down to nothing, but starting from your two hands, one hand was in the past, one hand's in the future, then you have a line between your two hands, and that's going to be called your timeline. Did you get that? Okay, we'll come back to it again in case you didn't. We're going to be talking about that timeline. In fact, the timeline idea, it's not such a new idea. It's a pretty old idea. It's used by psychologists today. There's a technique called past life recall, and people actually do past life recall, and they ask you to think along the timeline. So this is really not as crazy as it may sound when you first come across it.